I know we're not even out of September yet, but given the fact that early voting and mail-in voting is going to be very much above average from past year's activities, this is important to just remind you of, that along with the political races there, you can also take part in the ballot questions, as you would if you went to vote in the voting booth. And one of the ballot questions is the legalization of marijuana for recreational use in New Jersey. In case you haven't looked it up, the ballot question reads as follows. Do you approve amending the Constitution to legalize a controlled form of marijuana called cannabis? Only adults at least 21 years of age could use cannabis. The state commission created to oversee the state's medical cannabis program would also oversee the new personal use cannabis market. Cannabis products would be subject to the state sales tax. If authorized by the legislature, a municipality may pass a local ordinance to charge a local tax on the cannabis project. Then the interpretive statement, which puts all that into more plain English, this amendment would legalize a controlled form of marijuana called cannabis. Only people at least 21 years of age could use cannabis products legally. The Cannabis Regulatory Commission would oversee the new adult cannabis market. The commission was created in 2019 to oversee the state's medical cannabis program. The scope of the commission's new authority would be detailed in laws enacted by the legislature, meaning that'll happen later. All retail sales of cannabis products in the new adult cannabis market would be subject to the state sales tax. If authorized by the legislature, a municipality may pass a local ordinance to charge a local tax on those cannabis products. If you look at some of the polling, it seems like this would be a no-brainer. See if you're in the majority or not. The Brock Eichler cannabis poll was conducted by DKC Analytics, found that 68% of people in New Jersey, registered voters, said they strongly or somewhat support legalization via the ballot question. More higher among, pardon the pun there, among Democrats than Republicans, with independents, as one would expect, falling in the middle. And that's up slightly from the what a Monmouth University poll back in April found. That was a 61% thumbs up for legalization of marijuana. Now, if you think this is all a bunch of potheads answering the polls and coming up with that large positive result, only 57% of the respondents said they did not use marijuana. 17% ID'd themselves as regular or occasional users. And another 14% said they had used it in the past, but they didn't inhale, no. And 9% said they would consider trying it if it became legal. Most common reasons that they said they support legalization: they think it would stamp out the black market, economic issues like job creation, tax revenue. I guess this must be the users who said product quality. So, although it's not really clear, they're looking at this as a tool for job creation and a cash cow on some level. It's not really clear how much money this would bring to the state or how soon the budget would see any effects. Now, why people are against it, 38% said they have concerns about driving while under the influence, driving while drugged. 27% said children might be more likely to consume marijuana if it became legal. There's no consensus that legalizing pot in other states caused either of these issues to increase. But the question went beyond the vote and the basic concept, asking if New Jerseyans would support consumption lounges, like pot bars for users, home delivery for cannabis products. 50% of respondents said they were in favor of lounges, 38% against them. And as far as delivery, 55% yeah, 33% said no.